Hello and welcome to Strungecast episode 67.
What's on your list?
That is what we are asking and what we will talk about a bit later. But first, as I rub my hands again like last week, how's your week? You've been busy.
It's been a busy week, yeah. We're only on, well, obviously recording this early, so it's Wednesday, but it's been busy, busy. Get ready for Christmas and never feels like there's enough time. to do everything.
No.
And we don't even have to prepare food because we go to my parents. And actually, we should say, if you want to, go back to last year's Christmas episode where we talk more about what we do and traditions that we have and stuff.
Yes, quite good. And I'm looking forward to it at the time of recording. By the time you hear it, I will have already had it.
You will have had it.
And I will be sleepy.
Yeah.
And very slow.
You'll be in a meat coma.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, otherwise it's fine.
Yeah.
Just getting through.
You spent most of last night wrapping and wrapping some more.
Oh, my gosh. I think so far I've spent about 6 hours in total across 3 sittings wrapping.
Yeah, for it all to be ripped off in 10 minutes. I know. Honestly.
But it's just, you know, you do it. You do what you do. You just don't realize. Every time I think, I must have wrapped everything now, I turn around and there'd be 10 more gifts that I hadn't realized. Or
crazy.
But it's all worth it. Definitely. What about your week?
Well, I woke up this morning and I had a plan. It sounded like the beginning of a blues. I had a plan to look at a new sound, a free sound from a company called The Crow Hill. Mm-hmm. And I got that downloaded. It's a big gong, giant gong. It sounds really cool. And I started looking at some of their other stuff that I hadn't looked at in a long time. And I got very inspired. So I sat down for 3 hours this morning and wrote this track. Just start to finish. No break, no anything. And it felt really good to just be on the composing streak. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But other than that, my week has been really quiet. I've done not a lot. I've read a bit. I finished Pluribus. This morning, I think it's the final episode. I don't know if it is or if there's one more, but I'm not sure. But I've gotten up to, you know, because it's Wednesday, so they release on Wednesday. So that was good. So now it's just a case of sit and wait until tomorrow.
Yep.
When I shall enjoy my food.
You will indeed.
A plenty.
Fill your boots.
Oh, yes. And by the time you hear this on Boxing Day, you too, hopefully, will have had some good food if you celebrate, and you can tell us all what you do and what you get and what you got and what you gave. Yeah, nice. I know. Yeah, I wish I could tell you, but I can't preempt or predict the future. So next week I'll have more news.
Yeah.
So what about the quiz then?
So last week's question was, how many gifts are described in the song 12 Days of Christmas?
Ah, yeah, we should give a shout out to James Berry, who didn't get it right, but he did try. This is a guy I went to school with. I've known him for more years than most of you've been alive. Great geezer.
Well, I think the confusion is that people would just add one round. So 1 plus 2 plus 3 and upwards. But actually, each round that you go through with the song, you're adding that as well. So yes. The actual total is 364.
Total gifts.
Yeah. Which is a clever number, you know.
It is very clever.
Yeah.
That means you get 12 partridges in pear trees.
I know. Whatever you want to do with them.
Well, you know, fly tipping is illegal. And you might end up having to chuck away a lot of things.
Oh, poor partridge.
And all that, like, milds are making and lords are leaping stuff, that's going to get very, very loud and very crowded. What are you supposed to do with all that?
Send them back.
Send them back.
So this week's question is, what fruit is traditionally put in Christmas stockings?
Okay.
Quite an easy one, I think, but maybe that's just me.
I don't get fruit in mine.
No, but traditionally, people did.
Well, with that out of the way, what is on your list?
So,
and what do we mean by this too?
Yeah, so... We were going to talk about like Christmas TV or what you might all sort of get together and watch, because I think that is quite a common thing for families to do, sit down over Christmas. Everything's a bit slower. Most people don't have to work or work as much. Kids are off, whatever. So it's quite a nice time to all sort of get together and watch things on the TV. But then obviously we wanted to include for other people who maybe don't enjoy or don't watch TV or films, things that they would be listening to.
Yes.
And reading.
Like your favourite friends at Strunchcast.
Yeah, listen to us. So how about we start with like when we were children? Do you remember what Christmas TV was like when we were little?
Do you know what?
Does it stand out?
Don't, because what I remember was being with family and opening things and eating a lot. Just, oh, sounds quite familiar actually. And I don't think on that day I paid any attention to the TV at all.
No, strangely. We didn't either, but there's always stuff on.
Yeah.
Over the time. There's always a lot of, you know, they always put a lot more films on. I do remember, yeah, because obviously we're talking about, well, predominantly the 90s. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't necessarily buy every film. You didn't go to the cinema, like all that kind of stuff. It wasn't
There was no on easy. Demand back then.
No, exactly. So you wouldn't always Body want stuff, to buy a film if you didn't know if you were going to like it or whatever. So you'd have to wait. And it would be like 2 years, I think, from when a film was in the cinema to when it would actually then come on the TV.
That's it, yeah.
So that would always be quite exciting because...
You'd all sit there and would watch be, that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there would be a new couple of films or something that hadn't been shown on TV yet. And we'd tape it on the video recorder.
Of course.
Now you're just on demand. Like, films come out on the TV while they're still, like, on Sky channels or whatever. Like, you might have to buy them but or rent them, but they're still available whilst they're still in the cinema.
Yes.
That just, you know... was not a thing when we were younger.
Do you think cinemas will be sticking around for the next, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, given that on-demand is just so
easy? I think since COVID, cinemas are a lot less popular because in COVID they sort of realised, oh, actually, we can release this film with whichever online platform, whether it be Netflix or Disney Plus or Sky, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And still charge people... the same as what we would for a cinema ticket. And people don't even have to leave their own home. Like, if they want to see the film enough, they will pay. And actually, you're only paying one fee, as opposed to if you go to the cinema, you're paying for however many people.
That's true, actually. But if there's enough of you, the price of that could be more than the renting it.
Definitely. Definitely. Cinema is expensive. But there is still something really fun and enjoyable about going to the cinema, sitting... you know, with the massive screen and you get like more of the atmosphere and so...
The sound is big.
Yeah, and I think people do still really enjoy that.
Yeah.
You just can't always replicate that at home. Well, you can't because it's, you know, never going to be on that scale. But even if you've got, you know, huge TV and amazing sound system, there is just something about the atmosphere of being in a cinema. But it's definitely... I think, gone downhill in terms of the films and stuff that are available. But yeah.
Well, so, yeah, if we always... have our big house, I'll make you a movie theatre room. A lot that of people on nice. YouTube do this now.
I would like that.
They, you know, they have proper cinema seating that flips up when you stand up and dampen the sound acoustically. And you've got speakers in the walls behind the materials so you can't see them.
I'd want like those really big comfy sofas. You can get, there are these, the Everyman cinemas where they have like really big comfy chairs and sofas and all fun things. Actually, the Odeon now have, I don't think it's all of their cinemas, but a lot of them have like reclining seats. Nice. So they come up with the feet thing and you could lie back and
I would just
a little
go to
tray
sleep,
that
though.
Comes. Well, that is the issue. You do have to be careful. And I would probably nowadays be asleep.
When I watch anything sat next to you, I cannot keep awake.
I mean, even when we went to Peter Kay and it was loud and the theatre inside Number 9, it was loud, I still had to nudge you awake. So yes, you would be snoring away in those reclining chairs for sure.
Yep. I did that even at home, didn't we? We watched the first episode of Black Mirror together.
Oh, everything. Everything. You just fall asleep and I'm like, oh, great. Okay.
It's not even that I'm not interested. I just, my brain.
I know.
My brains.
Yeah, as soon as you're in a comfy, actually, no, you're not even comfy because like theatre seats are not comfortable.
No, they're not.
And loud. Anyway,
Christmas look, you're talking to the guy that fell asleep in a pub under the speaker once.
That doesn't surprise me.
In my sixth really form doesn't. Year, so.
What can yeah, I but how much alcohol had been consumed?
Probably a few.
Yeah. Was it actually passed out as opposed to fell asleep?
Maybe. Can't remember that far back. But what's on your personal list?
My personal list.
Because it's you and Alice, really, these days.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Well, even for her, like, I mean, I think this year actually is a bit disappointing. Last year, we were really lucky with TV. There were lots of things. There was a new Gavin and Stacey. American people might not, or people who aren't in the UK might not know, that's like a sort of comedy sitcom. They did a Christmas special for that, which they hadn't done for a really long time. There was a new Wallace and Gromit. I'm trying to think. There was loads of stuff last year. I can't think of what it all. There's always, like for the kids TV, a Julia Donaldson book that's then made into a cartoon. So that's things like The Gruffalo. That was the first one that was on the TV. Then there was The Gruffalo's Child. There's been The Snail and the Whale, Superworm.
Somebody will not be on lists this year.
Somebody will not be on lists?
Yes.
Do we talk about that?
Oh, why not? Come on.
So David Walliam's books, if you've not heard, he's currently having...
Persona non grata.
Yeah, after being let go from his publishing company due to, what would we say?
Naughty behaviour.
Bad behaviour towards women. So, yeah. That can only,
I bet those were printed, you know. They were in boxes ready to ship because it's too close.
What were?
If he had a book. I don't know if he had a book this year.
I don't know if there's a current new one out. I'm not sure. But yeah, I have seen a lot on social media of people saying, is this the kind of person that you would want your child reading books from? But it's really difficult because there are so many of his books and they, for a lot of children, are the reason that they get into reading.
Right.
So...
This is the same as J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, although you don't agree with someone and their personality and you don't want to, well, not even their personality, what they've done.
And what they stand for, yeah.
Allegedly done. I'm not going to say anything because I don't know officially. But it is a tricky one. But in the past, there have been adaptations of his books on the telly. But I don't think there's anything recent. I know that this year's Julia Donaldson one was The Scarecrow's Wedding. When the kids were little, we always used to record and watch them. And then there was things like Mog's Christmas, which was a book, The Tiger Who Came to Tea, all of those like cute.
That's one
kids.
I actually do remember.
The Tiger Who Came to Tea. That's a good one. And then there's always like the game shows, aren't there? Or other sort of reality version, so like Strictly Come Dancing, which I think in America is, they have their own version. It's not Strictly Come Dancing, it's...
Do they?
Yeah, it's
I know
not...
they have American Idol, but I didn't know they did like a replacement Strictly.
I don't know if they have a Christmas one, but they do, I can't remember what it's called, but it is a dancing like where celebrities go on and they
do
dance. Yeah, and I just can't remember what it's called. It's going to really bug me. But yeah, I don't know if they do Christmas specials. See, that's what I'd be really interested to know, if other countries do Christmas specials of things like we have.
And if they do particular episodes on the soaps, We don't watch soaps anymore, but no, we used to watch EastEnders.
Yeah.
And they always did a Christmas episode.
Every soap does.
And a New Year episode.
Yeah. And always, you know, something really big and dramatic will happen.
Yeah, it's never normal.
Of course not. Soapland.
Yeah, that would be too easy.
I'm trying to think what else I've seen.
Two Doors Down.
Yeah, Two Doors Down, another comedy thing that we like. And Amandaland, which is a spin-off from Motherland.
Did you tell me that they're doing one?
Yeah, because it's got Jennifer Saunders.
Okay.
Who we really like. So those are...
Well, I'll be happily watching those two for sure.
Which we'll be watching. And...
Because I'm not one to watch a lot. On my list is a lot of... Well, I say a lot of... is books. Jodie Taylor, who writes the St. Mary's Chronicles of St. Mary's, the Time Police series as well. She always puts out a short around this time of year.
Oh,
and
nice.
I pre-order it. I think I did that like months ago. So that will be coming out at some point.
Mm.
Actually, probably midnight tonight. So when I wake up, I'll see an email from Kobo. And one of the first things I'll do is go get that.
Well, that's cool.
Stick it in my read queue. I love that.
There's always Christmas episodes of the podcast that I listen to. So they've been out this week. They've been...
Who do you listen to again? For people that might want to listen to what you listen to.
Well, obviously Strangecast.
Well, you've got to check yourself, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I actually really don't like listening to myself, but I do when you point out things to me and say, oh, you've got to listen to this part or the end part or whatever.
So much better.
Oh, no.
I say better.
I mean, I just find it really cringy listening to myself.
Nah.
I've never liked listening back to anything. So anyway, there would be that one to recommend, obviously. Probably one of my other favorite podcasts is Ghost Huns, which is just two ladies who are friends who read out sometimes really silly ghost stories and sort of chat, and they're a bit silly. They're both comedians.
Mm.
And I like that one. There's also one called 40-ish, which are two women in their 40s, so a bit older than me. But again,
not for
I
long.
Like listening to them.
Not for long.
Shut up. They're way into their 40s.
Ah, okay.
I'm, you know, I still have a good few months left.
Hold on to them. They'll go real quick.
Being so mean. what else do I listen to? Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Yeah.
That's Chris and Rosie Ramsey. I really enjoy their podcast. There's Help I Sexted My Boss.
Oh.
Which is a good
one.
I know. But it's just two guys, they talk about their lives and stuff. It's actually quite a big production. One of them is a radio DJ, the other one is an etiquette expert.
I remember those guys.
Yeah. And people send in dilemmas, and it all started from the Help I Sexted My Boss dilemma.
And we were going to start the Pluribus podcast.
Oh, yeah. I haven't actually started listening to that one yet.
I haven't either. It's on my to-do list, which my podcast list is getting really, really, really backlogged because there's so much I haven't listened to.
There you go.
I've been catching up on a bunch of YouTube videos, and so my mornings just get YouTubed, and then that's it. And then I'm here at my desk doing other things, and I just forget.
Yeah.
So I really need to catch up. Actually, just before we started recording, I started listening to a Tech Moan video because he does, for patrons, I do subscribe to him on Patreon, like a, I don't know, it's not monthly all the time, but sometimes he'll do like an update just for us. And he put out his Christmas episode just now, so
nice.
I started that. I'm only like 2 minutes into it, but I always look forward to his productions.
Yeah.
So that's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
I can't think of much because most of the stuff is book or media related. Not
you,
a film because I don't watch a lot of TV. And the few episodes we do share, we both share them anyway. So,
well, there's obviously the second lot of Stranger Things. The second installment of that is, I think,
I
it's
thought
Boxing
we were
Day.
Done with that, aren't we?
No, there's like three or four installments. So you've done the first chunk.
Right.
Then there's another one. I think it's Boxing Day. I could have that date wrong.
Okay, I misunderstood that.
Yeah,
I actually haven't. Well, that's great, then I'll have that to look forward to.
Yeah, I actually haven't got around to watching all of the first chunk.
Oh, really? Well, it ends in a strange way when you do.
I know. Everybody keeps saying. Just haven't got around to it.
Oof. Well, when you're done with the wrapping, maybe you can make time for Stranger
Don't
Things.
Have time today. Definitely not. There's something coming out on Paramount, actually, which I keep seeing adverts for, which looks really good, called Revenge. Oh. And I think it's like a bunch of people who get together whose partners have cheated on them or done something, and they all want revenge, obviously. Right. But it had quite a good cast. So I thought, yeah, that I've only seen like a few adverts, but that did. And actually, we never tend to watch Paramount because it doesn't always work TV and stuff. But if I can try and access it maybe on the iPad or something, I did think I would try that because it did look really good.
Nice.
Yeah, and then there'll always be films on the telly that
Sky will always show, because we've got Sky Movies.
We do have Sky Movies.
Sky Cinema, I should say. Yeah. It's not been called Sky Movies for years. That shows my age. Oh, well.
But it's is movies.
Snickers versus Marathon.
Oh, God. You're definitely not that old.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
You remember it being Marathon?
I do. 100%.
Wow. I don't.
I don't remember when it changed, but I definitely remember it being Marathon. I remember going to the shop and asking for one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oi. Is that your dig back at me for the 40?
No.
No, of course not. Okay, fine. Well, you're good then. You can throw us your story of the week if you like.
Yeah, so I have a bit of a Christmassy one.
Ooh.
I don't know how I'm actually going to link this because I can't actually find a written article about it, but
you may have to not have one this week.
But basically, there is a road in the Netherlands. I believe it's in Amsterdam. And everybody decorates their houses for Christmas. And McDonald's saw, I don't know how McDonald's got involved. It doesn't explain this, but basically approached the neighborhood and asked if anybody would like to have their house decorated as a giant Happy Meal box. And somebody took them up on that offer. So their entire house, because if you imagine you sort of have the box and then the triangle bit going up like the roof.
Yes.
Is lit up completely in bright red, like the McDonald's box color. Twinkling lights, and then you've got the big yellow M on the top, like the handles, again lit up. And I mean, you can see this. I wouldn't be surprised if you could see it from space. So yeah, every day this Dutch home transforms into a giant McDonald's Happy Meal box.
That's a bit weird.
Well, I mean, lots of people come and see it. You know, and then all the other houses around, they all decorate too, but they've gone for like Disney themes.
Okay.
So yeah, a little bit more muted than massive, massive Happy Meal box.
You can't eat it.
No, we can't eat it. But I reckon people will come far and wide to see that road.
Well, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Bring some tourists.
Maybe if you're in the Netherlands, you could go find it.
I should ask Martin if he knows where it is.
Yeah, the giant McDonald's Happy Meal house.
Yeah. Martin is the guitarist for my band Jamtastic that we play together in Belgium every year. Well, maybe. Not next year, we'll see. Oh. Might be in England, in Alf's house.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Change of pace. But yeah, that's us. A bit of a short one, like last week. But that happens this time of year. Everybody's busy and it's hard to get a long topic. But you got a topic, which is better than skipping one. We haven't done that yet, have we?
Nope. No skipping here.
So there we is. We will see you in a week's time. But thanks for listening this year. Well, I can say that next week anyway. But yeah, it's nice to have you all along, new or old, whatever you may be. Thanks for being here. And we hope you find us interesting and if you keep coming back, you must do. And if you're new to us, well, stick around. Never know what's coming up next. Follow us on the old socials if you like that sort of thing. Like follow, subscribe. Oh my gosh, I hate saying that. But more importantly, I hope you have or had a wonderful holiday period. That's the most important thing. You deserve it. You're awesome. And we'll speak to you soon.
Bye.